أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله. وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا. In the previous ayats, Allah completed the lesson of Tawbah ibn Ubayd and the great lessons that we learned from there. Further now, Allah Ta'ala says, with regard to the pagan Arabs, the Arabs of the Ayyam Jahiliyyah, they used to worship their idols. And this idol worship, Allah refers to it that they used to worship females, women. In yadrona min duni illa inna. Allah ke siwa nahi pukarte magar auraton ko. Besides Allah Ta'ala, there is none other than they fall upon, worship, make ibadat, take help from, but from woman. That is the idols. They were mushriks. They did believe in Allah Ta'ala, but they believe the idols are an intermediary and a means to get to Allah Ta'ala. Whereas to get to Allah, nobody knows he needs any intermediary. Everyone can worship Allah Ta'ala directly, and that is the tawheed that is required of us as Muslims. The reason Allah had called these idols of theirs women for various reasons. One is they kept their names as woman names. Lat, Uzza, Manat, these are all feminine names, and they used to worship them. And further he said that every clan had an idol, and that idol also had a female name. So from that also it was that they used to worship these idols. And for various other reasons, they used to regard them as feminine, and therefore Allah Ta'ala said they worshipped only these feminine things. And from that it can be understood that how lowly a person can become when he leaves Tawheed and the oneness of Allah, the commandments of Allah. Women are generally accepted internationally that they are the weaker sex. They are weaker than man. Man is stronger. Now for a person who is strong to worship somebody who is weak, that is very stupid. A weak person will seek help from a strong person. Not a strong person seeks help from a weak person. They also, everyone admits that women are half of man. And today even scientifically it has been discovered that man, women have half the potential of man. So how can men who are men, masculine, worship feminine who are women who are half of them? So Allah Ta'ala says that وَإِن يَدْرُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانٌ مَلِيلًا. This is actually only that they are worshipping or نہیں پکارتے مگر شیطان سرکش کو. Outwardly it appears they are worshipping this idol, but actually they are just worshipping shaitan, because shaitan is the one who put this evil thoughts in them. And shaitan is that evil enemy of ours, who does not only get us to do the wrong things, but the most stupid things. To seek help from anyone besides Allah is one of the most stupid things, because nobody has got any power whatsoever but only Allah Ta'ala. To worship these idols, there are many rituals. To get to Allah, a person can get directly wherever he is, in what condition, and easily he can make his connection with Allah Ta'ala. But when a person moves away from Tawheed, oneness of Allah, from the truth, then he gets involved in all stupid things and difficult things and time-consuming, effort-consuming things, but he thinks he's doing the right thing, whereas he's doing the complete wrong thing. لَعْنَهُ اللَّهُ. Just for لَعْنَتْ كِي اللَّهُ نَي. And on that which Allah has cursed, how can a person ever gain felicity, success, goodness, if he worship things which Allah Ta'ala has cursed? and Allah's curses, which means that they are removed from the mercy of Allah. How can there ever be goodness in that? وَقَالَ لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. اور کہا شیطان کہ میں البتہ لوں گا تیرے بندوں سے حصہ مقرر. And Shaitan had said that I will definitely take a certain amount of your servants with me to Jahannam. That amount is known by Allah and is in the knowledge of Allah. But Shaitan has vowed that he is going to make effort on each and every person to rob him of his iman. And the Shaitan works on a person throughout his life. First, that he does not accept Islam. Even if he is born in a Muslim home, Shaitan puts doubts in his mind about Allah, about Akhirat, etc. And many of us fall so much prey to it that even iman gets lost in the process and we're not even aware of it. So Shaitan works in different ways. And no matter how great a person is, what a great abid, alim he might be, Shaitan will always try and mislead that person. Therefore, it is said that Shaitan works much more harder on an alim than on a non-alim. For us to overcome the arguments and the debate with a non-alim is very easy, but an alim it is difficult. So he tries very hard for each and every one. And from our side, it is our duty that we remain on our guard. For example, reading the five kalimas. And Imani Mufassal, Imani Mujmal every day, reading of Ayatul Kursi, and just lightly meditating on the meaning of it. Then Ayatul Kursi, the Asmaul Husna, and the surah at the end of the Quran Sharif, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, etc. All these are very, very valuable and will protect our Iman. Also, it is narrated in the hadith that Shaitan sits like a mosquito on the heart of a person. The moment he finds himself unmindful of Allah, then he puts his poison into the heart of that person. So Shaitan is working all the time, 25 hours out of 24 hours, to mislead us. And on our side, we don't even think that Shaitan is our enemy. We don't make any dua in that direction or anything. So we should be aware and correct ourselves accordingly. So yes, this is a great lesson for us to learn, where Allah has informed us of how Shaitan works so that we can be on our guard. Wa akhiru da'wana.